How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
It's only right that we let Anna get her meltdown out of the way first. Would okay. Would you like that, Anna?
Tread lightly, Ms. Hummel.
Oh, you cannot cage this wild animal.
My goodness, Pablo. Have you met Anna Hummel?
Yeah.
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 Look,
look as she drinks her energy drink before her.
I have a feeling.
It's protein water.
Yeah. Is that what they're calling
Tramino
that now?
Tramino protein-infused water. Hashtag not paid.
I know.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. When I hear protein water, I think dirty stuff every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, me too.
Well, like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Like schmutz.
Oh, yeah.
On your face.
Oh,
in your water.
Guys.
That's called cholera,
no, she
guys.
Has some on her
it's
chin.
Called cholera.
Like, look, I'm not all about this lowbrow humor you guys are into, okay? I like to do a little bit more of an intelligent show. I was talking about semen. Okay. It's time for a meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Anna, don't. I want you to really tell us how you feel.
Okay.
And really break it down.
You want me to break down the whole S storm that happened today, last night and today?
I want you to do whatever you want to do, but if you're going to do that, you need to start from the beginning.
All right, let's start from the top.
Okay.
All right, folks. Oh, Jesus Christ. Where do I even begin?
Mark this tape, Ryan.
It's Mark.
Anna's last night.
Anna's okay, last go. Show. All right, guys. So I went to a comedy show on Saturday.
Oh, my comedy show? I had a comedy
show.
No,
not yours. Not yours. No. I drove to Orlando with Will Koontz and Dan, our friend Dan.
Now you know what my meltdown will be.
And we went to go see this comedian by the name of Andrew Schultz. If you haven't checked him out yet, I highly recommend him. He is hilarious. So we go to the show. Opening act goes, no problem. Then the second opener goes on. And
that would be called the feature act, the middle.
Sure, why not? And someone has an ill-timed seizure. Apparently. Now, nobody knew what happened. There was just a lot of commotion in the middle of the room. And someone was on the floor.
I've been at a show where that happens. Anytime there's a lot of laughter and excitement and bright lights, that could happen.
Could have been a heroin overdose. Could have been someone didn't have enough sugar.
Diabetes.
Could have been someone had too much sugar.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
All I know is that there was someone on the ground. There was a bunch of commotion to the point where the feature act didn't know what the hell was going on. They turn on the lights. They take him off stage. And there's just kind of like a hustle and a bustle. The paramedics end up coming in, EMTs, and they break for about 20 minutes. So then after everything's kind of getting sorted out, the headliner just gets on stage with like no introduction. He just kind of walks up there and he's kind of perusing the situation, just commenting on what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, at first he thought he was like, is she a diabetic? You know, then why was she having candy canes before the show? And, you know, she's there, but whatever, it's fine. He's not hurting anybody. He starts ripping on the EMTs for wearing medium-sized shirts because the shirts were too small. And everyone is having a ball.
Now,
it's hilarious.
Let me jump in real fast. Now, as a stand-up comic for 20 years that closes shows, middle shows, when I heard about this, I immediately understood what Schultz was doing here. You have a 20-minute delay. You have all this commotion. People are worried about what's going on. It takes the crowd completely out of
the element
of comedy, of what the first two openers were set to do, and that was have them in the mood to enjoy Andrew Schultz at his finest. So in his head, he's like, I got to get these guys back. That's why he walked up on the stage. That's why he kind of perused and was feeling the situation out. He was not only thinking about what he was going to say, but he was getting a feel of the audience to kind of get the vibe and the mood from them.
Change morale.
So
it could have went dark.
He had to get you guys back.
Yeah, not only that, I think it, at least if I was him, I would think this is a prime example for me to flex right now because this is a crazy situation. There's a lot of comedy gold right now.
Yeah.
You know, and he did crowd work for about 30 minutes.
Right.
And then there was a woman in the front that was like, that's not funny. And he started roasting her to the point where she starts crying. Then he starts roasting her for crying, tells her to get the F out. It was just a circus, okay? So I'm just losing it because it's funny as hell what's going on. Not the fact that someone had an epileptic seizure.
Of course not.
I was not standing over her pointing, laughing, going, ha, 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 look at you. I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of the situation. A broad has a seizure in a comedy club.
Yeah.
That's just grounds for more material, man. It was hilarious.
What an elite comedian does takes a serious situation and flips it into a positive experience.
That's what comedy's all about. Yeah. How many times have you heard jokes about slavery or the Holocaust? 9/11. Exactly.
Yeah.
People dying, kids with cancer. They make jokes. That's what they do.
Good comedians. Open micers, don't touch those topics.
Well, anyways, I get home. I'm still buzzing from the night because it was just such a memorable show, you know? And he just kept talking about, like, oh, my God, like, this has never happened before. This is crazy. And everyone was, like, super hyped because it was such a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. Girl has a seizure during a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on Instagram around 2 a.m., and I'm like, I got to tell the people. The people need to know what happened tonight because I'm buzzing, and this is great content. So I made a post about it, and I said, man, today was a great night. I had a great time at the Andrew Schultz show, and this girl had a seizure, and he's roasting her, and the EMTs come in, he's roasting them, and it was just absolute bananas. And then right before my story, like, expired after 24 hours,
yeah,
some chick, I don't know, picks it up and just starts tweeting on or posting on the Stay Woke Facebook page.
Yeah.
So, I fire back a little bit because I'm like, eh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun for me. That's fine. And then she took it to another level. Then started posting on every single Instagram comment, on every photo. Then other people join in. Then more people join in. And to the point where I just got an email from this woman from the Epilepsy Foundation of the United States of America.
You're famous.
Not really. So this is just an absolute S-storm right now.
Well, here's the thing. With Instagram stories, the people that see that are only the people that follow you.
Right.
So people that follow you want to know and want to be part of your life.
Yeah.
So if you had an experience that you felt was like a unique moment in your life, and, you know, you're going to share that with the people that follow you. Did you put this on a billboard for people to drive by and see? Did you put it on a public forum that everybody can see? No, you put it on your personal Instagram that people that follow you. And, look, people that follow you and know you, they know you're not the normal type of chick. Like, you are a little out there. You're a little edgy.
I have an edgy sense of humor, you know, and this was really funny. Like, this was just a funny, very memorable night. I've never had a show, been to a show like this before. I'll probably never go to a show like this again. The chances are just so slim to none of this sort of thing happening.
The lady seemed to be in pretty good shape when
she walked out, dude.
That's what I'm saying. So
she was fine.
It wasn't like you were laughing at somebody that was in a bad situation.
She was fine.
She had a scary moment.
She had a scary moment, and to the point where the comedian on stage stops telling jokes and they say, we're gonna just cut the show for a second, guys, see what's going on here.
Yeah.
So the situation was not dealt with any levity. They cut the show, lights came on, people came to help, you know, and her friends are helping, they got the staff on it. But the guy that comes in, the headliner comes in and lightens the mood because people were there to freaking laugh.
They paid money to see him. He wants them to have a good time. I don't think he hates people with epilepsy. I don't think he thinks epilepsy is a funny situation. But guess what? A stand-up comic's job is to take you away from everyday worries, to take the stress out for just a couple of hours. That's what we try to do. And I really don't think he was in the green room going, man, F these epileptics, dude. And no, there's no shot.
No,
same thing
absolutely.
With you.
And I wasn't – people – today, I think that the image that people had in their head was that I was, again, standing over this helpless woman who was convulsing and laughing at her. That wasn't the case at all. It was just a very odd, bizarre situation. situation to happen in a freaking comedy club. And so what is the comedian supposed to do? Just ignore it? It's grounds for more fodder and content. It was an amazing show.
I saw your post, and I didn't take anything from it offensively.
You know?
But I understand where you were coming from. I understand where Schultz was coming from. Unless you're hypersensitive, then you kind of get it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And there are a lot of people who are just out of this world,
dude. You know how
many
people can hate me? You know my 600-pound life?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fat. I know. Super fat.
I see you.
But when that show comes on, the latest season, there's one scene in the montage at the beginning where a 700-pound lady falls out of the cab hard on the concrete, and I piss every time I see it.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Fatty fall down.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.